Welcome to the SEO show. We've got Tree. We've got Zach. We've got marine biology.
Hello, everybody.
Why am I soft to the mirror? Because my love is so hard. I need to fall to me. I want to start to the dance.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the Cartoon Graveyard. Welcome to the SEO show. The show where we look at Google search trends and talk about them to put them in our metadata to cultivate organic discovery in search engines.
Cultivating metadata.
Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. If this is your first time here, welcome. It's the most electrifying podcast on the podcastosphere. If you want to play along at home, you could see. You could try it later tonight. If you're like an early listener, you can tune into your own Google and see if these are still the same. But you go to trends.google.com and then you check out what people are searching for around the world.
And I want to give everyone a quick second to just get in the right mind space really quick.
All right. Thanks again to Paul Simon, our sponsor, our only show sponsor so far. If you want to get in there,
I heard one he delivered that bong hit straight at you. Also, is one of you guys related to Paul Simon by any chance?
Me or us? Why would you think that?
Is that because we're white?
Yeah, I mean, a friendly donation from, yeah.
Wait, I thought we were sponsored by stamps.com.
No.
That was just,
we were just courting them. We were just trying to be like, this could be us.
But you plan.
Sam.com always be playing, though.
Well, how's everyone doing? Let's just fucking dig right in.
We have the same crew as last week.
Better this week.
Huh?
I hope the news is better.
Oh, true.
There's some better shit I've seen on here.
I don't think there's anything better.
Kyle, are you talking through a pillow, or is this...
Dude, honestly...
Is this pillow talk with Kyle?
It sounds bad.
Is it better now?
No, it's really bad, Kyle.
Dude, my phone's a piece of shit. I can't really help it. Let me see.
You
just
have
break phones.
Quite the track
just
record.
Yeah. Phones.
You really. The thing here is, Kyle, you were like a kid whenever phones were coming in. So like, you've had a phone since how old were you when you got a phone?
Dude, I'm gonna say it now. It's because Dad gave me his janky ass phone.
Oh, that actually probably is true.
Freaking like
dad phone technology
filled with freaking old crusty stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, probably like earwax. I will say that, but like growing, well, I mean, like I didn't get a phone until I was like 16. Kyle, I think you had a phone when you were like 12, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Tell me when it gets better. Here,
it's okay.
I mean,
there.
Yeah.
You're okay. Just going to have to speak extremely clearly and loudly, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. I wish I couldn't find my headphones. That's what I would use.
All right, folks.
It's all good.
Are you guys pulled up to trends.google.com?
Yeah.
There's... I don't even know. This is like... Is this the first... I'll just say what the first top search is, 200K searches. Levon... Le'Veon Bell.
Dang.
Tuesday, November 13th, 2018.
Nobody knows who LeVon is in this
I don't know. I mean, he's a player for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know what.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I didn't even say anything.
I just always like to say what is number one at the time, even if I don't know what it is.
It's sports related. I mean, usually it is.
I mean, James needs to get on the SEO show because there's too much sports, you know?
Yeah. I don't.
It's Chauncey for some folks.
I'm looking like at the top like four up until the fourth, Long Island City.
Oh God, not this.
Oh yeah. That's
Amazon Town.
Straight in the heart.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for me.
That's only like a half mile north of you, right?
Yeah. I'm like right.
Amazon.
There,
it's gonna be Amazon H quarters.
I'm about to get gentrified.
Yeah, you're about to. Your freaking rent, if you're renting, is about to go up 1,000,000,000%.
Kyle sounds like he's inside of an Amazon box.
Yeah, I'm actually coming to you guys today from inside an Amazon box.
This is actually, I'm in the first box in the new location, just sitting on the plot. I have my friend Matt actually lives in Long Island City. I wonder, I haven't talked to him, but I wonder what he's gonna. I mean, of course, he's gonna be pissed.
That's probably gonna be way worse for him because he's like right there. His whole entire year is probably gonna get ripped up.
But the other thing is, like, what if it actually turns into the, like, the fucking Jetsons neighborhood?
Well, it will.
Like, but it's gonna turn into like surveillance, like the beauty of surveillance. Like, what's possible with like just like.
I gotta tell you, like, Long Island City is so incredibly beautiful these days. They've, like, really done a good job with the waterfront. And
really?
It's just, yeah, it is gorgeous. It's, like, one of the most beautiful spots in Brooklyn.
Really?
And, yeah. And,
I gotta get out there before the Amazon's built.
It's not surprising. I mean, we're about to get probably a whole dump of scooters pretty soon. Like, we're gonna start seeing a whole different like crowd.
They're right, like, now, hey, we're gonna need at least one goop of scooters in the Long Island City location.
Absolutely. It's like prime scooter town too, man. It's like just like long smooth roads. Like,
do you guys have a lot of scooters in New York?
Not yet. We have bikes but not scooters yet. We don't have those birds that you guys have.
People would be getting blasted on the street if that.
Yeah,
but I feel like people are more inclined to ride a bird here as opposed to New York.
Yeah.
I would probably ride a bird on the street here, but I probably wouldn't in New York.
I can't believe you haven't yet. That's incredible.
I drove one in the parking garage, but I don't really trust. I honestly don't trust people driving. I don't even bike.
You know what sucks?
It seems like there's a lot of animosity. They might try to run you over on purpose.
I tried to ride a bird, but I don't have a driver's license. You had to have a driver's license to ride a bird.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man. Your license expired?
Yeah, I didn't get a new one, so I can't even drive a bird.
Holy smokes.
Isn't that lame?
Yeah.
They made Maybe you can South- get... What, Kyle?
They made a new South Park episode where they made fun of the birds.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
But I think that maybe you should apply for just like a bird license or like a scooter license. Like, you don't need, you like actually have to go to the DMV and like there's like a driver, or like you just go out with an instructor on a scooter, like around
the
block.
There's probably like a VR driving test that you can do just for the bird somewhere online.
Dang, I wish. It was a really big bummer. I was trying to be a bird.
That's interesting. They make you put your driver's license information in before you. Yeah. Oh, probably through the app, right?
Yeah. But I see all these little baby teenagers riding them. There's no way they have their driver's license.
They might.
Nah, I've seen some tiny kids on these things.
Well, they can use mommy and daddy's, you know?
Damn.
Yeah, mommy and daddy have a license. Steal it.
Yeah.
It's like you like show up on a bunch of like birds. They're like, holy shit, like you guys can't get it. Yeah, we fucking stole our parents' licenses. Like, it's like as if you're stealing like a fucking like nice car.
That is what happens though. Do you think Amazon is gonna build a bubble over top of Long Island City? Like once like the world starts going real bad.
That would be interesting.
Like the whole New York's starts flooding, you know, like the ocean, rises.
It'll probably have like a cap. Like if you make under like $80,000 a year, you're not included in the safety bubble.
Yeah, imagine under, like, it's half underwater, like fully submerged. It's like Atlantis.
I mean, you guys have heard about, like, you know, underneath Long Island City, they're building out underneath the ocean.
What? Really?
Yeah, what? like Come a on. Secret, like, fucking Amazon headquarters.
Damn.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, where'd you hear that?
That's what they
I mean, is that I have a real rumor? Sword. I'm not, like, gonna, like, you know.
Is that a real rumor? Are you joking?
You figure it out for yourself, man.
That's a good one. Amazon.
It's not true.
Under ocean. Oh my god. Nah,
you were like, it's possible.
It really is possible. I mean,
it's totally feasible with Bezos.
He's got a lot of
Have
money.
Have you guys seen that horrible picture of him eating an iguana?
What?
It's like such a good picture.
Talk about you are what you eat, right?
Yeah, it's like a terrifying photo. You should actually give that a quick Google. Bezos eating iguana. It's like wild.
Bezos iguanas. Oh my god.
Eating a lizard.
That is like the image I have just like burned in my mind whenever I think of him. It's just
This is really I want this is
this is his movie. I don't,
this is like a political cartoon, and the iguana is Long Island City, and he is Amazon.
Oh my god, this is really vulgar,
isn't it? Isn't that a crazy image? He's so happy. I wonder if he gets those like Postmade.
Iguanas. I've just never seen anyone eat an iguana like before, I guess, and it really kind of grosses me out.
I mean, I guess they're pretty common in South America. Is that a fact? I mean, I heard that. I don't know if that's
Who knows if it's actually true. I mean, maybe, like, in some, like, it's very probably, like, extremely, like, regional.
Nah,
but
here's what this is. Here's what this is. I was on the insider of the biz for a sec. Every year, all these journalists are invited to this thing called, I think it's called like the Adventurers Dinner or something like that.
Oh, really?
It's like a thing where invite a bunch of like rich people and journalists to come and try like bugs and shit cooked by like chefs, and then everybody like writes an article about it.
Oh my God.
It's just like sort of a tradition. And so he's there eating like.
I mean, it was probably cool.
It probably is fun.
Probably really pretty damn good food, so, too.
Wow.
But I remembered it. Yeah, Explorers Club Annual Dinner. Yeah, like, I just remember a bunch of people talking about how it was just a bit like a journalism trap. Like, everybody wrote the same article. Like, whoa, it was crazy. But you go there because there's, like, you get good pictures.
Okay. Well, whatever. Fuck Amazon. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
That was the biggest news. Okay, Game of Thrones. You watch that.
I saw the first season, but I didn't like it, so I don't really want to talk about it.
I just looked at it. There's not much on it. It's just giving you, it was like a really small, just like teaser. All they're doing is telling you when it's going to return. Like, they're telling you when it's going to return, and like, there's not much. The video is like all old.
Everyone's already forgot about that show. Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, because they took like 2 years to make
it. People aren't fans of it anymore?
I'm just kidding. I'm just saying stuff. I have no idea. I'm sure people really do care.
No,
I'm still gonna watch it. I'm not like fucking like insanely like into it, but like it's good, and I'll continue to watch it.
I mean,
guys,
rubs one. What? Out.
We got to move on to another topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
From yesterday's news.
Oh.
Top Monday, November 12th. Number 10 one. 10 million plus searches.
Okay.
Stan Lee.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, though? He died at 95. Like, come
on. I didn't know he was that old. It's true. 95 is pretty old.
He lived a good life.
I thought he was in the 80s, but I actually didn't even think he hit 90 yet.
I mean, 95.
Well, Ryan, I mean, that's weird that, you know, Stan Lee, I mean, like, how do you feel about that? Like, do you have anything, like, that you want to share, maybe a story?
I've already, Zach's teeing me up because he knows the story. I told him, I saw him yesterday. Something crazy happened to me.
What?
Yesterday.
Like what?
You know how I've had a few strange occurrences around celebrity deaths.
Wow. It happened again?
It happened again.
Wow.
When Michael Jackson died, something happened. When Prince died, something happened. Those are other stories, but I'll tell you what happened yesterday.
Okay.
I was walking down the street near a McDonald's. That's not that important, but it was also near a bus stop. And I saw this guy on the bench. He looked like an old man with a cane. And I looked at him and I was like, that looks just like Stan Lee.
Wow.
Like maybe 20 years younger than now, because he had less total gray hair. And I looked at him and I was like, that's not him. And I even like thought to myself, is there like a hidden camera show? Like, is he like for some reason sitting here to like try to see if people notice? Like one of those shows, like people don't realize that Stan Lee is sitting right there. They just walk right past him. And so I was just like, this is not him. I know it's not him.
Did you really think his name in your head for how long? For like, you ruminated over this for what, like 2 minutes?
Ruminated for about, I was like walking down the street. I thought about it for about 20 seconds.
Oh, okay.
And then I took out my phone and I opened one of the Google apps, actually, just like a Google search app. And one of it had like one of those like little news clips at the top of the page, Stan Lee dead. That was like 10 seconds after I saw this man.
Oh my God.
I turned around and I looked at the bench and the man was gone. No, JK, he was there still.
God, I wish that part
but
wasn't true.
The man was floating in the air.
Didn't it happen to ascending. You with Prince as well?
Yeah, I did have a Prince. I had a really crazy Prince thing happen. And
basically, my question is, who's next?
I don't know who's next.
Yes,
always,
you do.
It's always just like, it's always super lined up with like right when they die, something I like pick up on some like psychic energy and like things happen sometimes.
I think you need to exercise this.
How am I gonna...
Your brain is a muscle. You could totally like tweak that shit.
How do I work out my like spiritual zone or whatever it is?
Well, first,
what did you have for breakfast?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Can you
some eggs?
That's it. Boom.
You can only eat eggs.
It was like a normal breakfast, though. It was nothing unusual yesterday, I gotta say.
I have to say, maybe do the same exact morning and do that same walk.
Nah, it doesn't have, well, I think it's really just like, I think I have like a low sensitivity to the spiritual world, so like I can only really feel when like super high energy psychic things happen. Like when the whole world is sad about Stan Lee, I feel it. Or Prince, or my, like, it's basically, it's the only thing strong enough to like trigger it.
Do you think that you're feeling it not in the way that an empath feels feelings, but you're feeling information waves? Because I feel like you're more tapped into like the news arriving to you.
It's weird. I feel like I'm almost just feeling not the dead person's spirit or anything, but somehow just like everyone on Earth, like focused on like that thing and that person and that person's like creation, their art, and like all that. Like I feel like I somehow like just get tuned into like this like worldwide sadness, thinking about like one. Especially, like, I don't know, musicians. It's only been musicians till now, so it's weird that it's a Stan Lee now.
Did you get anything with Elton John?
Elton John's still alive. For a second,
you're
I was like...
Oh, my God, yeah, you're right. I actually just worked with him, like,
for a second,
year.
I was like, nah.
I did a project with him this year. But how about, like, you don't even care about comics, like, at all. So why would you be tapped into this one, you think?
I mean,
no, about well, no, it's more than comics. It's like superheroes are like a whole like, it's a whole like
you don't even
cultural
care about
thing.
Superheroes.
He's like the original superhero creator.
Spider-Man, yeah, like he did a lot of stuff. I don't know.
All right, that's cool though.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I mean, I'll maybe another time I'll tell the other stories, but it's weird, right?
Yeah, does anybody else have a psychic bone?
A psychic what?
Bone.
I don't think so. I mean,
Whoa! I feel like you might have had that, Zach. I feel like you're pretty one with nature sometimes.
I wish I was more.
You faking it, bro? You faking it then?
Dude, let's just take a second to look at Stan Lee's character list on Wikipedia.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, let's play tribute.
I guess we didn't tell the audience that Stan Lee is like inventor of like Spider-Man and Fantastic Four and Hulk.
Just look at how many superheroes.
I mean, I don't know who doesn't know, but you know.
Yeah, actually, tell me. Yeah, run down through that list.
No, the list is literally two pages full.
Wow.
Like, huge.
Are they like all ones that people know?
No. I mean, he has a lot. He's got a lot. Like,
all right, the top 10, man.
A lot of. Does he have a lot of garbage?
He's Marvel and DC. Yeah, I mean, of course he's got a lot of garbage, but I mean.
What's his worst one?
Butterman?
Princess Python.
I searched Stan Lee worst hero.
Plant Man.
Plant Man's dope.
I've never seen Plant Man, but I kind of like the idea. It's funny.
Plant Man's really him?
Yeah, he has Plant Man.
That sounds good.
I know. What the fuck? The world's not ready for Captain Planet or Plant Man. I've been waiting.
Oh, I guess he's in Ant-Man number 7. Plant Man.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I think this is a list of every character he has. Like, not even just superheroes. But they all sound like superheroes.
One interesting thing is that he actually is responsible for making all these superheroes teenagers. So I guess there was, like, a time that superheroes were, like, full-grown adults and they, like, talked and acted like adults. And then it was his, like, design where he was like, no, why talk when you can scream? Why, you know, argue when you can fight? And so, like, he made all these characters have, like, really exaggerated emotions, and basically it like in the way that it embodies like adolescent kind of like emotional patterns. That's so yeah, like Spider-Man, you know.
I didn't know that. I guess I didn't realize that he innovated making younger superheroes.
Yeah, like the design of I mean, and he also like invented I guess fandom for that sort of thing too. Like he targeted an audience and then he created like a community kind of like jingle, like a song that everybody would like feel connected to. I mean, this is when it first
are you talking about the Spider-Man song?
No, just like having like a jingle for any one of these like superheroes and just for superhero fandom. That was like an invention by him.
What's the jingle that he invented?
I don't know. Probably it's probably like all the different jingles for all the different songs, and I think there's probably like a fandom.
I feel like you're making up a world that had like where comic books had jingles.
Dude, they're old as fuck. Everything in the 50s had jingles.
Anybody else know that? Like,
I heard this today on the news.
Oh my god, but is like the Spider-Man jingle, Spider-Man,
yeah,
Spider-Man. So that's. Did Stan Lee write that track?
I don't think it's not that he wrote it. It's that he conceptualized the idea of having it.
Okay. But I guess I'm just wondering, how much did he have a hand in that track?
You know, yeah. It's more a communications thing, like a PR thing. It was pretty brilliant at that.
The rumor is that, you know, he did actually write it. But, guys, you know, today is actually Start a Rumor Day.
What?
Is it really?
Yeah, so I want to drop that in just so we can maybe start a rumor by the end of the show.
The rumor is he's still alive, and
he was the guy on that.
I saw him, yeah.
And he's chilling with Tupac.
Oh, shit.
yeah, I mean,
do you guys see the other big sort of like movie news yesterday?
Yeah.
But before we move on, can I just start the rumor that Amazon's building under the ocean?
Yeah.
Can we start that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Dude, there's actually a bunch of story news from movie news. So that was 10 million searches yesterday, Stan Lee. Do you see the 500K search thing?
I see it.
I do, yeah.
Detective Pikachu.
Do you guys watch the trailer?
Yeah.
No. That's so
you should
cute.
Check it out.
Why are people so upset about the new Pokemon film?
Yeah, I'm kind of upset, honestly, because they made Pikachu, Ryan Reynolds. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
the Deadpool guy.
No, Deadpool. Like, yeah.
Like, it is really weird. When I saw it, I really like the way it looks. Don't you like the way it looks?
Oh, yeah. What? I like the way it looks, but like, man, Pikachu, like, it's like whenever no one can hear him, of course. That's how it always was. Like, Ash could only.
It's a really weird. Isn't it, Pokemon is Nintendo, right?
I don't know.
No, Pokemon's not Nintendo. Well, Pokemon was created by, that Japanese, he died.
Really? Okay.
No, it was.
I thought it was like a Nintendo property.
No. It was created by this Japanese guy. I forget what he died a few years ago, but I look up his name. I honestly forget.
It's just like why. It reminds me of the Super Mario Brothers movie from the early 90s. Remember?
I love that movie.
Movie sucks.
I love
because
that
like
movie.
It was so disconnected from what Mario actually was, but it had like Mario things in it.
Yeah.
It was so weird. This is not that bad, but it's like suddenly acting like Pikachu needs to have Ryan Reynolds' voice is like one of those decisions. It's like, wait,
it's,
what?
It's almost like, really, Pikachu should have never spoken. Pikachu should have just been Pika Pika.
Exactly. Like, I just don't. It was like somebody was like, you know what? It's not going to work unless one of these things talks.
And they could have made Pika Pika. They could have made some funny lines with it where it was like, you know, insinuating certain stuff.
But the thing is, Pikachu is like the main character, and so how would that work? Like, you can't have a main character only say, you know, he needs to be or she needs to be like a complex character. But I don't know, that would have been weird. What
unless there's like a narrator?
Huh?
I feel like it's just like obviously whoever made this didn't love the game or like all the stuff because they felt like it needed change, you know? I just feel like a lot of times with like things like this, they get people who are like good at making big movies that people like, and then they just like don't even care about Pokemon, and so they just change a bunch of stuff. Like, this is what it's going to take to make it into a movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just understand why I sympathize with the fans. Like, this is not why they liked the game.
It's going to be fun to watch. I'm
excited to look furry.
Like, visually.
I mean, like,
did you check out the video?
I'm looking at it with no audio, but I'm just happy to see this little guy, like, running around.
Yeah, like.
Play a little Ryan Reynolds. Like, turn it up.
You
listen
can
to some
see, like,
Pikachu lines.
You can see, like, side.
My problem is that I push people away and then hate them for leaving.
You say you can shove it.
What? I can shove it? Okay, that's it. No, we're switching roles. I'm bad cop. You're good cop.
No, we're not cops.
I think I'm a boner for Pikachu.
What? Did you say you do?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, I know it's Ryan Reynolds under there, and I'm looking at Pikachu, so, you know, it's crazy.
Hey, my buddy Tetra could get you into the furry world if you're
interested. Yeah, Kyle does have a furry roommate.
Do you think this is another mainstream furry, like, situation? Are we going mainstream with the furry?
Probably.
This is how it starts, man.
I'm disappointed by this movie. I played Pokemon Emerald, Pokemon Sapphire, Ruby, Red. I played Pokemon Yellow.
You play Platinum?
1,000 hours into Pokemon, and I don't know, just not. I mean, it looks good visually. I think it looks really good, but I didn't like the style they're going for.
Interesting.
Detective
guys,
Pikachu.
Can we move on down to number three?
I see a hot one.
From yesterday? Or, I'm sorry, on number five.
Yeah, Jade.
Jaden Smith with 500K.
Yeah.
Dating Tyler, the Creator.
Wait a second.
Apparently, he said that it's his boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Jaden announced this on stage recently.
Damn, I didn't know Tyler, the Creator, or Jaden were gay.
Yeah,
I think that's the big mystery. He's gay? He was openly gay?
Yeah.
I actually had no idea that.
There's like, also, like, it's like this whole entire, like, Tyler, the Creator, origin, like, fandom group. So, you know Brockhampton?
Yeah,
I've heard of him.
They love Tyler the Creator, and they're also like same sort of vibe. So it's like a whole culture now. Like,
it's like
I feel like there's like repetitions of the same character now. I mean, we've got Tyler, we've got Brock, we've got Jaden, and now they're dating.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, we see one of the most recent comments, November 12th, Tyler Creator said, "I feel free."
Wait, so Jamie everybody...
No, Tyler Creator said that.
Oh, wow.
Free.
Are you telling me that Tyler... Wait, how long did people know Tyler the Creator was gay?
It's been a while.
Like years?
Yeah. I don't know when, but yeah.
Guess I've been tuned out.
Because I was...
Right,
I
just missed it, I guess. Whatever, yeah. I mean.
I didn't know until, like, maybe 2 years ago. 1 to 2 years ago. So, like, and
damn,
I was
you woke as fuck.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying. It was, like, new to me. It was, like, but yeah, it was old news. So, it's been a while. That's all I'm saying.
Wait.
Well,
So, if Will was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, is Jaden now the Fresh Prince as well?
Oh, yeah. Sort do you think like they're going to do a Will reboot?
King. I don't know. How's that work?
He's the Fresh Prince.
Dang. I would love to see Jaden try to be in that mansion and be like the Fresh Prince. I would check it out. Mm-hmm. I think everybody would be on board for a Fresh Prince reboot.
You're fucking absolutely right. And I feel like it might happen. Now that you say that, holy
yeah.
That's coming. Or like the daughter's gonna do it, you know?
Wow, that would be sick, yeah.
Dude. Did you see what's Toy Story 4?
Toy Story 4.
TS4. I'm checking this out.
And then what happens? I get real
this is a live reaction.
Like, I don't care which cabbage.
I didn't know they were going to do it for.
Why?
Give me back my view, Minister, before I knock the dimples off your face. Oh!
So, who? He and Peele are who? It's okay, guys. The teaser trailer, it's Key and Peele playing stuffed animals that are prizes in one of those carnival games where you have to, like, shoot the moving targets.
That's, oh my God. Yeah.
Okay, it's just a teaser. Okay, whatever, guys. That's it. There's gonna
I
be
think
a
the big news was that Key and Peele are like these new characters,
which is crazy.
Which is cool. I mean, like that's cool.
Everybody
that's
likes them. No one has any.
They play well off each other.
I would say not all their skits are that great.
I agree with that.
I feel like all
their movies are good.
Sketch shows are hit and miss. You can never have a pure sketch show.
Even, I mean, you can, but sometimes they're not funny.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that there's ever you can name. You think there's a sketch show out there that had only good sketches?
I mean, no, because yeah. No, I mean, but like, I guess to certain people's standards, they would have like you know hit all the bases.
I don't know.
I think there's certain people that you just think are funny. And you know what I mean? Like, and you're just going to, like, even if it's not hilarious, you'll still, like, enjoy it.
Like Chappelle's Show.
Yeah, sure.
I just feel like even he had some bad ones, you know?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Their movies are good. That's mostly why I like them.
Cool. Should we move on?
Veterans Day.
That happened already.
It was Sunday, I guess. Oh yeah, it was your birthday also.
Ooh,
do you often share it with veterans?
Oh, sorry, I that was your birthday. No one told me.
I've never seen a veteran on my birthday. No, it's like I've always been really upset that my birthday landed on November 11th. That's like a very depressing day to have any sort of celebration.
Wait.
Oh, thanks, dog.
Is it always Veterans Day?
That's, I looked it up. Yeah, apparently it is. I looked next
you
year.
You just now, just set, finally, like, noticed that it's always Veterans Day on your birthday?
Well, no, I always knew it was on my birthday, but then I was like, but wait, is it actually like that every year? And then I, like, Googled a few, like, in the past days and then in the future. And then it was like, yeah, it's always November 11th.
Oh, wow.
Tree, I just want to say.
Yeah.
Happy birthday and thank you for your service.
Oh, shit. What about, yeah, that's really nice. I mean, I hope I never have to go to war.
Well, this is a thank you in advance, just in case. But I'm talking about your service, all the service you've done.
For the SEO Not... show?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Remember that? What's that one thing that you, the hand gesture you're supposed to do to veterans?
Yeah, you like kind of like a mind. Like a nice like swipe of the arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. Veterans Day is just pretty basic day, but what's this Facebook shutting down? Facebook down 2,000K.
I did see that. Is that what you think it is?
I don't know. Does anybody care?
No,
I don't.
I don't.
Not really. I did see that, but I was like,
I wonder if like our parents like were concerned about the blackout. I wonder if it was bigger news to them than everybody
else. I actually might have answered one of my own questions because, like, I was signed into this app yesterday that I'm just going to say it was a dating app. I'm sorry. I'm single. and, like, it required, like, a Facebook login or I logged in with Facebook. I don't know. And I couldn't log into the my fucking account. And, like, that's probably why.
Oh. Because everything's connected by Facebook. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy. Did you guys know that Facebook is coming out with their own dating site network? Did you hear about that?
What's it called?
No. It's coming.
What are they calling it?
It's called It's Coming.
Can you imagine? That would be brilliant. But no, it's gonna be very PG. It's gonna be like probably like a match.com status, from what it sounds like. I don't know what
I
it's
mean,
called, and I don't
like,
know.
Like they're all the
out.
Same. Like when it comes down to it, they're all the fucking same.
You know what I gotta say about like I was thinking today. Do you do a lot of video chatting?
In general?
Yeah.
No, not
you don't?
Really. I feel like I should, but like I feel like. I wonder sometimes. Sometimes I see people video chatting very casually on the street.
Well,
and that's kind of through Mark of the Future.
Let me tell you about this new product Facebook has. It's called Facebook Portal.
Ooh.
It's a
you suck me in.
it's a little screen on a swivel, and it has a camera that can zoom, and it'll follow you around the room, track your face, so that you can have a conversation with someone else. And so you don't have to hold your phone. It's sort of just,
Whoa.
You know, you're flowing around the room talking.
Wow.
And you can zoom into you
That's
wherever you are. But it's made by Facebook, so nobody wants to get it. But I feel like it's such a good product idea, you know? Like, I really do hate, like,
it's
holding my arm
matters.
Up
it's
and, like,
hard.
Framing my face.
I just feel like it's already trying to, you know, market ads at me.
Oh, it is? Well, I mean, it just wants to see what you're doing and thinking.
Isn't it just like basically like when those drones, those phantom drones, you can lock it on your face and it'll follow you?
Yeah.
On your body, but this is like a smaller scale or something?
Yeah, and probably better machine vision because it's like
Facebook.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wasn't there a thing also that Jeff Bezos is like working with the government on some sort of technology and everybody like found out about it and got mad and they're like, oh well. And like they didn't. Like, the fact that Bezos is working, like, with the government and openly.
I don't know exactly what you're
talking about.
I feel
like all this data and face recognition technology is just, like, it's getting scary. I don't know. Between that and then Facebook and then, I don't know. It's, like, crazy.
Yeah. I get it. It's like, Halloween just happened. Like, we're kind of over-scary right now.
Look, these are guys that have bunkers that they can go down in and survive for a couple hundred years if something bad happens. They're fully prepared to abandon us. You need to trust them.
Trust them? You think we should trust them?
I don't know. I was just trying to write a joke right there, but
No, I feel really like work. That makes them like.
No, I know. I mean, I just didn't really swing my joke right. I was just, my point was that these people are ready to abandon us at any point, so like we really shouldn't trust them.
Yeah, man. How's California doing? How are those fires?
I put them out. I said this. That's it. I got to get involved, and I went over there and I brought my own water.
Thank you for your service. Man, I've been hearing that it's like really crazy with like wildlife, like people like leaving their horses and stuff tied up and like letting their horses go, and they're just like stranded by the beaches, and it's scary.
I mean, it's better. I'd say it's better to let them go than fucking let them tied up.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I went over to where the fire had already torn through an area, and I found some really good barbecues somebody left behind.
You are on a roll. That's fucked up, man. Those are like people's pets and shit. Probably like Miley Cyrus too. She fucked her house.
It was like that really tender. Like
Miley Cyrus lost her house. You guys hear about that?
I just heard that the Bachelor Mansion burnt down.
Oh, it was just the Bachelor Mansion?
Oh, I mean, in addition to like plenty of celebrities' houses, like
that's funny.
Yeah, that it's hard to feel bad, you know.
No,
yeah, it is.
A lot of these fires are happening in like Malibu. Is that what?
Feel bad for the people that couldn't afford to get their house burnt down. You know.
Yeah.
Like, if you could give me the list of those people, I'll feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Do you think that we could maybe rewild these hills?
Yeah. It'll fucking
that'd be sweet, right?
It'll spark back up.
No, I mean like no, don't even build the houses again.
Oh,
it's not rewild.
Not fucking possible.
You guys don't have enough rain. It'll just turn into like a mudslide.
I don't know,
but yeah. Even though there's a lot of wildfires, there's even more wild speculation going on. There's an alien right now.
What's going on, Kyle? You gotta
get yeah, you gotta get wild on that pillow, bro.
Sorry, reporting live from the Amazon box. Wild speculations going on in the interstellar world.
So why?
There's an. If you look at number 17.
On what day?
Today.
I'm seeing The Voice.
Oh. Oh yeah, alien.
So
theory, wild.
I just thought I'd bring up something cooler.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Alien theory is wild speculation, says astronomer who found strange interstellar objects. I mean, the object does look cool. I mean, it looks like a huge rock, but it does look like a...
It looks like a piece of that radical rock.
It says it's not an alien.
Wait. Well, they are positive, though.
Okay.
They
so...
said it's from, like, a remnant from another solar system, but it's just, like, a remnant of a comet, but...
Is it gonna, like, pass by us? Is it, like, approaching us right now?
Yeah.
We're gonna probe that shit.
It's, like, coming by us, but... It just
how long until it passes us?
It doesn't say in the article. I read the whole article. But it was just talking about a pretty crazy-looking alien object. I mean, just thought I'd get away from some of those other topics. There's really never any coolness. We really do need to bring back Science Thursday.
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys. I started digging into the articles again. I have some good stuff. It's coming up here soon.
I haven't been listening. I have like 3 or 4 weeks of Ira Plato to listen to, honestly.
Yeah, Ira is pretty prolific.
He's fun to listen to. He sort of sounds like Howard Stern in a way.
True, I kind of hear that.
Yeah, he does. Sounds like I honestly, when I hear his voice, and there's a lot of similarities.
Shout out to Ira Flato. He's the host of Science Friday.
Oh, I love.
He is a listener.
Is he a listener?
He's a listener.
To this?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Who's a listener to this?
Science Friday guy listens to our Side Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't he? I mean, it's called Science Thursday. It's right next to his.
Wow, he's taking notes, baby. That's incredible. What's up, Ian?
Well,
that was literally a real scientist. It's funny when he, like, all the scientists give him a lot of shout outs for being
he's so cool
for being a real like a real G, really. He always knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Dang. I can't wait for him to come on the show.
Well, that'd be very nice and very kind of him. Today is actually World Kindness Day.
Is it really?
I guess, yeah.
I love that.
It's also National Moms and Dads Day.
What?
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, together, I guess.
That's weird. How come we don't hear about this one?
I really don't know.
A lot of people's parents aren't together.
It looks like the first year that this was celebrated was last year, so it's a new one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I would prefer this one. Like, consolidate it, you know?
It's true, yeah.
A lot of his and her packaged gifts. His and her sofas, his and her shoe slippers, his and her chocolate. I don't know.
Sounds like a real 1950s idea.
No, I think that people would still do that. I think advertising would actually try to do that.
It's actually Sadie Hawkins Day, too.
I
don't know what that means.
I've heard of Sadie Hawkins.
I've heard of Sadie Hawkins dance. Isn't that where the...
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So actually, Sadie Hawkins Day originated from Al Capp's comic strip, Lee Abner. I don't actually know if that's Lil Abner. Lil Abner, I'm sorry. Is that it?
Yeah, that's.
I thought it was French, so I would come up with a French pronunciation. Anyways, which ran from 1934 to 1977. In the comic strip, Sadie Hawkins was the homely looking daughter of Hezekiah Hawkins. At the age of 35, she had not married yet. In an effort to marry her off, her father brought together all the unmarried men of the town of Dogpatch. And had them run out of town while being pursued by Sadie. Well, this is really fucking weird.
Wow.
Okay. So, but like, I know Sadie Hawkins is a dance where, like, traditionally. What the fuck is going on?
What is that sound?
I have no idea either. What is that?
Oh, you did something?
Yeah, somebody's.
Was that you, Tree?
Like feeding back like crazy.
It sounded like farting.
It was like your voice like coming back through someone else's phone. It sounded gnarly.
Wait, is that?
Oh, that's really weird. I don't know.
Damn.
It's just. Is it? Can you still hear it?
No. Okay.
Well, anyway, yeah, Sadie Hawkins is that's so it's just like it's a girls choose the guys. That's like
yeah,
the dance.
I guess which is kind of like a dated thing, you know what I mean? Cuz you're dipping into gender there and that's
no one's about that gender no more.
Like who's Sadie Hawkins in this day and age? Like I guess anybody. So yeah, I guess you're just this is a day when someone just asks someone out.
That's right. Beautiful.
Dude. That's cool, I guess.
There's a day for everything.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get rid of that one, though. I think we might have too many days to celebrate.
I can think of some days that there might not be.
To break like them what? Off.
National Battery Day. Like, just thinking about batteries. Like there's
I think
that.
That's probably important.
Think it's a day.
Google it.
National Charge Your Battery Day.
God bless Cables Day.
National Fart Day.
I think that's every day, bro.
Dental Hygiene Day.
That's probably a day. I feel like I remember reading that, actually.
Vacuum Day.
What is it?
Yeah, Vacuum Day. I guess that's kind of just a cleaning, vacuum like a spring day. Cleaning.
I specifically like vacuums, though. They're fun, you know?
Oh, true. It's January 7th.
Vacuum Day?
No, Fart Proudly Day.
Oh, it's the day after my birthday.
Wow.
I want to fart so hard out this year.
What day is it so I remember?
January 7th.
Yeah, I'm saving all my farts for that.
My birthday is on the 6th. I know I'm going to have a lot of farts when I'm like 1 year older, so that's going to be helpful. All right, I think we're dipping into the real dog patch here. I wrap her up.
Yeah, there's nothing else to talk about. Well, favorite topic, anyone?
I mean, I think we covered the best stuff, honestly.
honestly, there needs to be people need to make their priorities.
I liked Pikachu. That looked he looked
Pikachu
pretty cute.
Pikachu was some hot news, yeah.
Yeah, pretty hot for you specifically.
Do you think maybe on another cast we could? I'll tell the stories of what happened to me with Prince and Michael Jackson, and maybe we'll get like some sort of like digital Ouija board and like do some sort of seance and try to like have some shit happen live on the podcast.
Oh my god!
Like some spiritual stuff.
As long as we keep it contained to, you know, Michael Jackson. I mean, what if we go under Michael Jackson? Are we prepared for that?
Well, I got an idea. Maybe we should do something with like foil or making like the interference, something, a lot of interference on our lines so that like maybe some like digital like ghosts will come out of the woodwork. But this is kind of like the one place where like the fact that we're on a phone call right now, we can maybe let some ghosts into this space.
True.
Do you think that they still hang out in white noise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait.
Why?
It's an easier medium for them. It's kind of like water for fishes.
Exactly.
Honestly, you guys, I'm a little spooked by this conversation. Oh my god, I saw my phone turn on and like the screen turned on and it spooked me out.
Wait, your phone just turned out of nowhere?
Yeah, well, no,
that's a
it
good
was,
sign.
Yeah, no, it was like the screen was dark and then it like lit up.
That's good.
The corner of my eye.
We need to figure out like maybe a few spiritual things we can do.
Mm.
We'll work on it, but that maybe we'll do this pretty soon. It's a shame it's like post Halloween. This is a good Halloween episode.
Wait, three.
Yeah.
Question. You think Pikachu would be kind of a freakachu?
Oh yeah, definitely. Do you think that there's gonna be like embedded like sexy scenes like how they have always had in Disney movies? Like Pikachu's gonna like bend over and you're gonna see his ball sack or something?
Yeah, probably.
Like in like a, I don't know if they do that anymore.
Is Pikachu a male?
I always thought
I thought Pikachu was actually a girl.
I didn't even know Pokemon had a sex, to be honest.
I know,
like because
true.
They seem to reproduce some other way, like magically or something.
Like eggs.
Yeah, true. It is magic.
No, it's not magic. They're eggs, dude.
Okay. So they have a cloaca. That's what you're telling me.
Oh wow.
So Pikachu has a cloaca.
Oh my god. My bird has a cloaca.
No. Ash's Pikachu is male. I mean, in the movie,
so do Pikachus hatch?
I mean, yeah, if you get an egg, you gotta walk with the egg for a while.
So then Pikachus must have a cloaca.
But what came first, the Pikachu?
Or did Ash put Pikachu's egg into his cloaca?
Yeah, does Ash have a cloaca?
I think that's where we're headed, yeah.
All humans in this world, that in the movie that we're about to see, all those humans have cloacas?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Or maybe they have like a pouch, like a kangaroo. You know what
I mean? Those listening at home, a cloaca is like a vagina / butt / urethra. It's all three holes at once.
So basically, it's just like you flush everything out at the same time.
Yeah. It's like
sounds
instead
efficient.
Instead of having separate like exits, there's one exit.
I think, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to touch back on this.
Maybe it'll be in top news next week.
Probably, yeah.
We're gonna have to bring it back. Confirm. The people gotta know.
Sorry, guys. I just want to make this the ending track sound a little better. Hold on. If you guys are still listening, give us a rating in the Apple Store. Nobody has yet. Be the one who does.
Be the one, and we're actually going to give you a couple seconds to do that right now.
All right. Anything else anybody wants to say?
I think that's all right.
Thanks.
So we're sponsored by AMP.com, where you can get all your shit needed.
You can faintly hear Kyle in the background.
Okay, thanks to Tree, thanks to Zach Show Live, thanks to Marine College.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
We'll be back first on Thursday.
Gucci.
Betty, when you call me, you can go.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.